Namaste. My name is Will Zimmer. I'm an international meditation master. Today I want to speak why a single mother can't find a new spouse. So a single mother has up to 95% less chances to find a new spouse. It depends on the country. In Thailand, for instance, they make it very simple. They give their kids to the parents and then they have a chance because a Thai man will not accept the kid. Why is a reason for the Westerner or for any single mother with a kid? Because the single mother is focused on the kid and her main focus is on the kid. And this will not work out for any relationship. Our spouse should be the most important thing, that is saying Anthony Robbins. We read all the stories about the bad stepfather and stepmother, and all my friends who had a stepfather and stepmother said they had been bad. And this cannot be. The reality is that the kid is hostile against the stepfather or stepmother and will not accept them. And it's also jealous when her mother or his mother is showing more affection in certain moments to his new spouse. Then in bad situation, the new spouse is fighting against the mother and the kid because the mother is playing out the kid against the new spouse. And this will never work out. Never, never use your kid as a weapon. And afterwards, for sure, the new spouse is hostile against the kid. The new father or stepfather has to support the kid and has no control over the kid. And every father wants to teach some life strategies and morality to the kid. The kid don't or doesn't accept anything from Western life strategy from his new stepfather. First, with all moralities and life strategies, it is difficult for any kid to accept them. And if it's not coming from his or her true father, there's likelihood no chance. So, and which father want to be in this situation where he has just to support the kid and has no control over this kid? And there's also one solution, that the mother is supporting the new father and every life strategy, what he is teaching, what is useful, the mother is encouraging the kid until it overtakes this life strategies. And if he's not making this, and what I've seen, and also the statistic proves it, that 90% of all mothers, or 95%, it depends on the country, think that they are perfect and so superior than their spouse or than their stepfather of the kid. And for sure, they think that their life strategies are the best and the life strategies of the spouse are bad or not fitting and so on. If any mother thinks that she's perfect, she's damn wrong. And then the relationship will never, never, never work out. Then for what she is together with a man when she's thinking that she's superior than the man? Doesn't make sense for me, no? And if the relationship is breaking, the man is alone, without the kid, without the spouse, and he has invested so much in both of them, and he has no power, no rights, nothing. So, if you are in this situation, a single mother, then you have to help your spouse that he is getting control over the child. And if the relationship between your spouse and the kid is not working out, it hurts you, it hurts the child, and it hurts the new friend or spouse, and the relationship will not work out. It's just so simple. And I have been in such situation as a stepfather, and I've seen it with other also. It's a damn stupid, terrible situation. Thank you that I could speak about that, and